Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an award-winning director, writer, and actor whose dad loved music. Her Tribeca Film Festival nominated film is now on demand. We welcome director of Adult Best Friends, Delaney Buffett.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great. Delaney, let's go Beyond the Mic. You co-wrote this movie with your co-star, writing partner, and decades-long friend about two friends on a girl's trip with one breaking the news she's getting married. How did looking at your own friendship through a comedic lens change the way you see friendship?
Yeah, I mean, for Katie and I think it was a cathartic experience, but ultimately it brought us closer together, which making a movie is not an easy feat. So there definitely were moments where I was like, okay, this will test our friendship, but I think we did well on that test. And I think it made me appreciate not only her as my best friend, but all the people who helped me make this movie as well were my friends. And so I think it really made me realize that, you know, friendship is equally as valuable in adulthood as it is in childhood.
The cast is tight with Zachary Quinto, Cassie David, and Mason Gooding, and many more. What made shooting with them easy and hard?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's an exciting, surreal experience to make a movie with your friends. And so I think especially if it's a comedy, the downfall is getting way too distracted and honestly having way too much fun with your friends. And I think, you know, trying to make the day, but also trying to be, you know, taking these moments of, wow, I'm doing this with my friends. But I think the benefit of it, especially between Katie and myself, is that we had a shorthand. You know, we had already been friends, so we really could directly and honestly communicate with each other without this fear of, oh God, are they going to be upset? Are they going to be mad? Or, you know, am I walking this line of you know, what you might do with some coworkers? We had a real honesty and a foundation built that we could sort of, you know, very easily be like, okay, let's, you know, get this going. There wasn't that many feelings involved in that way.
From the movie, quote, sometimes the past can't last, unquote. How has change helped and hurt you in your life?
I think change has made me a stronger person because, you know, I think my mom always says the only constant in life is change. And so I think as I grow older, I really start to take that and realize that. And I think that for me, change has made me stronger and a more resilient person. I think it has hurt me in that sometimes I get sad and nostalgic that, you know, life can't stay the same and people leave you and, you know, we're not here for very long.
The movie is Adult Best Friends. Delaney Buffett, director, actor, joins us Beyond the Mic for The Rocking Eight. All this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Delaney, you met Katie in science class in middle school. Do you remember what your grade was?
A.
Now, since you guys funded it yourself, I don't think craft services would be that big. But what was the best thing from craft services on the set?
The Costco cheese sticks. And I ate a lot of Kirkland brand cheese sticks. They're my go-to favorite thing. I probably had 10 a day.
Those are always good. Favorite film festival that isn't Key West?
I love Tribeca Film Festival. I think that is my favorite, but can I give a second favorite?
Sure, why not?
I mean, I don't give a favorite. I love Tribeca. I love them all individually for different reasons. I love Tribeca, I love Crested Butte, and I love Bend, and I love Key West because I just love being able to go to these towns with all of these wonderful people, and they're all so beautiful too. But those are my top. I love them all. I don't want to pick favorites because they're very generous in inviting me, but I think those are some of the places I've been to multiple times, and I'd love Oregon. So,
best memory from your semester abroad in Australia?
Oh my gosh, you went deep, huh? I would say spring break. For 2 weeks, we took a bus up the coast of Australia, and I had some of the best times I think I will ever have.
Who was the one person who touched your heart at the Lawrenceville school camp when you were a counselor there?
Oh my gosh, wow. This is tough. I know her name. It's so long ago. You're testing my memory. Okay. There was a person who touched my heart. I loved her so much. And God, she must be like 20 now. She's so crazy. She was just the sweetest person. And I hung out there every day and she was my camper and she was in my cabin. And I would tell them stories every night and I would put their favorite musicians in those stories and try to get them to go to sleep. And I would stay in the cabin. I lived in the cabin with them. So
If you were a camper, Delaney wants you to call her.
Please let me know. And I know it. And I'm going to get off this call and be like, oh.
How about the best thing about a dog?
Oh, my God. My dog's walking around my kitchen right now. I could go on. I think dogs are the greatest creatures on earth. I think it's for me, it's waking up in the morning with the dog, because they are naturally, they're just happy. And I think they make, even on a day when I'm not feeling good, if I look at my dog, she's always so happy. So I think it's just that, like, that aura of just excitedness for life.
How much B12 did you snort in the bathroom scene?
Oh, God. I would say, look, I probably did about, in total in the movie, I probably did 30 lines of B12, which is vitamins that replicate cocaine.
What's your peak and valley for this week?
Oh, wow. I think my peak is right now. I am living with Katie, because she's staying here with me, and then my other best friend, Jasmine, and we're all under the same roof. So my peak is, we all watched TV together last night, and it was a nice high school reunion. My valley was, I haven't gotten a lot of sleep. So I think that's my valley, and I like to sleep. So
let's sneak in one more with Delaney Buffett beyond the mic. Delaney, what career would you have tried to use your criminology degree in if you weren't a writer?
Oh, man. I would have loved to be a lawyer, I think. That is where I was. I was maybe going to go to law school. And I think I would be a lawyer, like a public defender, or something like that.
Director of Adult Best Friends, Delaney Buffett, joins us for one big question. You once said, quote, "Life is short. Spend it with the people you love and keep every voicemail," unquote. When was the last time you listened to a voicemail from your dad?
I think I listened to a voicemail from my dad, because it's difficult. Sometimes I can do it and sometimes I can't, to be honest. I think it was on the anniversary, it was passing the 1 year anniversary. So that would have been September 3rd of last year that I listened. I haven't done it in a while just because it kind of makes me emotional. But yes, I do listen to it often, but I also go down a rabbit hole. Once I listen to one, I have to listen to many.
She loves sleep, waking up with her dog, and enjoyed spring break in Australia. Director of Adult Best Friends, Delaney Buffett, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.